Chapter 3, A New Possibility Between Us, Introducing Conscious Uncoupling. A quote from Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. It is with hearts full of sadness that we have decided to separate. We have come to the conclusion that while we love each other very much, we will remain separate. We are, however, and always will be, a family, and in many ways, we are closer than we have ever been. Conscious uncoupling shot into the lexicon of global awareness in the aftermath of an announcement offered by a beautiful actress and her talented musician husband, who used the term to make public their intention to separate. I will forever be grateful to them for doing so. Within 24 hours, millions were talking about how we might more consciously complete our unions and improve upon the antagonistic and contentious ways of breaking up we'd come to accept as the norm. At the time, I was deep in the jungles of Costa Rica on a self-imposed writing retreat to work on the proposal for this book. The book, which has since become this book, would share the conscious uncoupling process I'd been developing and teaching to thousands since 2009 on how to honorably end a romantic union. For years, I, along with many professional colleagues, had been wrestling with the awareness that a paradigm shift in this area was not only possible, but also desperately needed. Though I'd gone to the most remote place I could find in order to minimize distractions, in our virtual world, there are few places to hide. Within hours of the announcement, I found myself camped out in a tiny room that was little more than a closet, talking on the only landline the retreat center had available to guests, with reporters from around the globe who, one after another, all wanted to know the answer to one very simple question. What the heck is a conscious uncoupling? This is what I told them. A conscious uncoupling is a breakup or divorce that is characterized by a tremendous amount of goodwill, generosity, and respect, where those separating strive to do minimal damage to themselves, to each other.